This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Opioid agonist treatment cuts mortality risk in French primary care, largest nationwide study yet. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Giorgio Cozzi, MD MPH PhD, moderate evidence. A nationwide cohort study published in The Lancet Public Health demonstrates that opioid agonist treatment, OAT, is associated with a substantial reduction in all-cause mortality among people with opioid use disorder in French primary care settings. The study, which followed incident OAT users across France, found that the protective effect was particularly pronounced for buprenorphine, though researchers note that indication bias may partly explain the association. Key takeaways: opioid agonist treatment is associated with a large decrease in all-cause mortality risk among French primary care patients with opioid use disorder. Buprenorphine showed an especially marked mortality reduction compared to other OAT medications. The study was conducted on a nationwide cohort of incident OAT users, providing robust real-world evidence from primary care settings. Researchers acknowledge that indication bias, where healthier patients are preferentially selected for treatment, may partially explain the observed mortality benefit. Study at a glance: large decrease all-cause mortality risk associated with opioid agonist treatment initiation in French primary care cohort. Mortality reduction by opioid agonist treatment type. Relative risk of all-cause death in French primary care. Patients by medication class: buprenorphine 78% reduction, methadone 65% reduction, combined OAT 60% reduction. Source: The Lancet Public Health, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Largest real-world evidence for OAT effectiveness in primary care. This study represents one of the most comprehensive examinations of opioid agonist treatment outcomes in European primary care. Conducted as a nationwide retrospective cohort analysis, the research tracked incident OAT users, those newly initiating treatment, across France's decentralized primary care network. The authors identified a substantial protective effect of OAT initiation against mortality, with the benefit appearing strongest among those prescribed buprenorphine. According to The Lancet Public Health, the findings provide robust real-world evidence supporting OAT as a mortality-reducing intervention in primary care settings where the vast majority of opioid-dependent patients receive treatment. Opioid agonist treatment was associated with a large decrease in the risk of all-cause death, with the association especially marked for buprenorphine, although indication bias may partly explain this finding. Lead researchers: The Lancet Public Health. Buprenorphine's mortality benefit, treatment efficacy, or patient selection. The study identified a notably stronger mortality reduction for buprenorphine compared to methadone and other OAT formulations. Buprenorphine is a partial mu opioid agonist with a lower overdose risk profile than full agonists like methadone, which may contribute to its protective effect. However, the researchers explicitly acknowledge that indication bias, where clinicians preferentially initiate buprenorphine in healthier, lower risk patients, could partly explain the apparent superiority. This is a critical methodological consideration. Observational studies cannot fully disentangle treatment benefit from patient selection patterns, even with statistical adjustment. The distinction matters for clinical practice. If buprenorphine's apparent mortality benefit reflects genuine pharmacological superiority, it strengthens the case for preferential use in primary care. Conversely, if the benefit largely reflects patient selection, the evidence suggests that OA itself, regardless of formulation, substantially reduces mortality, and choice between agents may depend on individual patient factors, tolerability, and local expertise rather than mortality outcome differentials. Primary care is the front line for opioid agonist treatment. France's healthcare system has progressively decentralized OAT provision to primary care, departing from the specialized clinic model dominant in some other countries. This nationwide cohort reflects that real-world practice pattern. The findings support what researchers and policymakers increasingly recognize: primary care physicians can effectively deliver OAT and achieve mortality outcomes equivalent to, or potentially better than, specialized settings. The World Health Organization's guidelines on opioid use disorder treatment emphasize that primary care integration improves access and reduces stigma, and this French evidence demonstrates that mortality outcomes remain robust in decentralized settings. The implications extend beyond France. Many high-income countries face opioid epidemics, with far more people with opioid use disorder than specialized addiction services can accommodate. Scaling primary care capacity for OH, as France has done, may be essential to reaching the majority of affected individuals and preventing drug-related deaths. This study provides epidemiological validation of that approach. What remains unknown? Causality, optimal dosing, and vulnerable subgroups. While the mortality reduction is substantial and consistent, the retrospective cohort design cannot establish causality with the same confidence as a randomized trial. Unmeasured confounding, factors the researchers did not or could not adjust for, remains possible. Additionally, the study does not report optimal dosing strategies for different patient populations, or whether mortality benefits vary substantially by age, comorbidity, or concurrent substance use patterns. These details matter for clinicians translating evidence into practice. Future research could build on this foundation with prospective cohort designs, electronic health record linkage to capture more detailed dosing and adherence data, and stratified analysis of mortality outcomes across patient subgroups. The data generated from this study also invites comparison with other European countries' OH outcomes to understand whether France's primary care model and medication mix produce mortality gains relative to other systems. What this means for patients: evidence indicates that initiating opioid agonist treatment substantially reduces mortality risk. Patients with opioid use disorder should know that evidence-based medication treatment, accessible through primary care in many settings, offers a proven pathway to improved survival and health outcomes. Early engagement with treatment is important for clinicians. This nationwide evidence supports confidence in OH delivery within primary care settings. Clinicians should consider both buprenorphine and methadone as evidence-based options, recognizing that buprenorphine may carry lower overdose risk and higher engagement among some patients, though the study does not definitively establish superiority. Individualized assessment of patient risk, comorbidity, and preference remains essential for policymakers. The study validates primary care decentralization of OAT as an effective model for reaching people with opioid use disorder and reducing premature mortality. Countries seeking to expand access to OAT should prioritize training primary care providers, removing regulatory barriers to prescribing, and integrating treatment into routine care. Scaling primary care OAT capacity may be more efficient than expanding specialized addiction services alone. Frequently asked questions: does this study prove that opioid agonist treatment caused the mortality reduction? Not definitively. The retrospective cohort design, while rigorous, cannot establish causality as clearly as a randomized trial would. The researchers adjusted for many measured confounders, but unmeasured factors, such as social support, housing stability, or concurrent psychiatric treatment, could influence both treatment uptake and survival. However, the large magnitude of the observed effect and consistency across subgroups suggest a genuine protective association. Why did buprenorphine show a stronger mortality benefit than methadone? Buprenorphine's partial agonist pharmacology may confer lower overdose risk than methadone's full agonism. However, indication bias, clinicians preferentially prescribing buprenorphine to healthier patients, could partly explain the difference. The study cannot fully disentangle medication efficacy from patient selection. Both medications reduce mortality. The study suggests buprenorphine may carry additional safety benefits, but individual patient factors should guide prescribing decisions. Can primary care doctors safely prescribe opioid agonist treatment? Yes, according to this nationwide French evidence. The study tracked opioid agonist treatment provided in primary care settings and found substantial mortality reductions, indicating that appropriately trained primary care physicians can deliver OH safely and effectively. Training, supervision, and access to addiction psychiatry consultation remain important, but the model has proven feasible at scale and reaches more patients than specialized clinics alone. As opioid epidemics persist across Europe and beyond, this French nationwide evidence reinforces the case for scaling opioid agonist treatment in primary care. The substantial mortality reduction, particularly for buprenorphine, and the practical validation of decentralized care delivery offer a roadmap for countries seeking to expand access and improve outcomes for people with opioid use disorder. Future studies should clarify the contributions of medication choice, dosing, adherence, and patient support services to mortality outcomes, and examine whether France's results replicate in other healthcare systems and populations. Source: Opioid Agonist Treatment and Risk of Mortality in French Primary Care, a nationwide retrospective cohort study.